हरिः ओम् तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः। हरिः ओम् ओम् आप्या वेन् यु डू दिस् प्रेयर् प्लीस् प्लेस् योर् मैण्ड् इन् दिस् प्रेयर्। एव्रि शान्ति पाठः इस् अ वेरि वेरि हैलि सिग्निफिकेण्ट् इफेक्टिव् प्रेयर्। जेन्युइनली प्रे फार् एव्रिथिङ्ग् दट् वि नीड् ultimately to have to own the vision of Upanishads as our vision. Om aapyayantu mamangani vaak pranas chakshu shrotra matho balam indriyani cha sarvani sarvam brahma upanishadam maham brahma nirakuryam मामा ब्रह्म निराकरोत् अनिराकरणमस्त्व निराकरणम् मे अस्तु। तदात्मनि निरतेय उपनिषत्सु धर्मास्ते मयि सन्तु ते मयि सन्तु। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। The Sambandha Bhashyam of Shankara Bhagavatpada presented as an Upodghata Bhashyam. Introductory commentary which presents the connection between the Karma Kandaha and the Jnana Kandaha. Why we say it's a Sambandha Bhashyam? Because it's a Sambandha Bhashyam. Because I already said many times, Kena Upanishad being part of the Talavakara Brahmanam, the Talavakara Shaka, the branch of Samaveda, it comes in between. It means it comes, it Kena Upanishad forms the subcontent of the 9th chapter of Talavakara Brahmanam, of Samaveda. So first 8 chapters, we have seen already, I have sent today, the first class content I have sent today already. The first 8 chapters present only subject matter of karma and upasana. So Shankara Bhagavatpada briefly summarizes the subject matter of the first 8 chapters. That there is only the rituals, all about rituals. Of course, rituals are for accomplishing Arthakama Dharmas, the time-bound ends, which are very much needed for living this life. So, rituals and also Upasanani, the meditations which are practiced independently as Angi Upasanani, Angi Upasanani. And apart from that, some meditations, Upasanani, are practiced as Anga, as part of the ritual. The ritual will be complete, only the meditation is practiced along with it. Such meditations which are practiced as part of the rituals are said to be Angi Upasanani. All of them have been discussed. Then again, mainly, there's a Hiranyagarbha Upasanam. And why Hiranyagarbha is Samashti Pranaha? Samashti Prana is, you know, prana of every being. So without the prana, there cannot be energy. Without energy, there no function can happen. So the life itself is possible because of the functions. Functions are possible because of the energy. Energy is in the form of the prana. Therefore, all rituals, all mundane, secular, sacred, all activities are very much dependent on prana, prana-shakti. Even thinking and knowing is not possible without the prana-shakti. The prana is the basis for all functions. Therefore, there in those sections, we also have Hiranyagarbha Upasanam. All this has been already discussed very clearly. Thereafter, in the yesterday's class, we saw the benefits of practicing the meditations and performing those rituals. What do they contribute for? The practice of meditations, independently or as part of the rituals, and the performance of rituals, all of them have a purpose. Veda cannot prescribe something, present something which is purposelessly. They all serve a purpose. We understood Vishuddha Sattvaha Bhavati. This is how all these contribute for mental purification. Then we said, if when a person becomes Vishuddha Sattvaha, what will be the benefit? Now, who is Nishkamaha, who is Sakamaha? We also understood yesterday in yesterday's class, the person who performs rituals or practices upasanams, having one's focus on Arthakama dharmas for relative ends to fulfill his desires, then such a person is Sakamaha. And his all his the disciplines he practice become Sakama Karmani, Sakama Upasanani. Say, if a person practices this made upasanas, performs rituals, but having Purushartha Nischaya, the commitment to knowledge, having his focus on mental preparation required for jnanam, then his karma, he is a Nishkamaha. Only for a Nishkamaha, the person from whom desires have gone, because of his maturity, because of his understanding of limitations of Arthakama dharmas, only for such a person, these practice of meditations, performance of rituals contribute for Chitta Shuddhi. So we see here, we saw yesterday, Vishuddha Sattvasya Nishkamasya Eva Bahyat Anityat Sadhya Sadhana Sambandadi Kritat Purva Kritadva Samskara Visesha Udbhavat Virattasya Pratyagatma Vishya Jignyasa Pravartate. Yesterday I read it. I want to remind you the sentence today. One must have tremendous punyam even to have desire for knowledge. One, it is not at all possible for a person to be inclined for jnanam unless a person has punyam. That's why pratyagatma vishaya jignyasa pravartate, desire for self-knowledge, desire for knowledge of reality, obtaining as one's own self, rises, happens only for a person who is viraktaha. Viraktasya eva jignyasa bhavati. And katham viraktaha bhavati, how does a person become dispassionate? Because of the refinement. Samskara visesha udbhavat. Because of the rise of samskara, because of the refinement, certain degree of refinement which happens of the mind. And that samskara katam, how does that refinement happen? Without refinement, mental refinement, it is not possible for one to become a viraktaha, dispassionate. To become dispassionate, one must be viraktaha, dispassionate. To become, to have craving for knowledge of the truth, one must be dispassionate towards everything else. To be dispassionate towards everything else, one must have mental refinement. And to have the refinement, one must have earned punyam by his righteous actions in this janma or in previous janma. And dispassionate towards what? Dispassionate towards everything external, time-bound, material, objects in the form of cause and effects. Beautiful. Okay? This much you have already seen. Therefore, I'm coming to today's class, correct? Tad etad vastu. Tad etad vastu. Prashna prativachana lakshanaya shutya pradarshyate keneshitam ityadyaya upanishada. Therefore, tad etad vastu. Prashna prativachana lakshanaya shutya pradarshyate. Vastu means what? Vastu is a beautiful word. Vastu means reality, the truth, that which alone is vastu. So in day-to-day language, people use this word vastava. Really, vastava in adverb, really. But vastu means that which alone is vastu. So the reality is implied by the term vastu. Etad vastu, etad vastu. What tad and etad, the two pronouns are used. That reality, we say, when the reality is not known to us, known by us, reality remains unknown. There is reality of the whole cosmos. Therefore, it is tad vastu. The reality of the whole cosmos, which is there as the reality of every individual being also. The reality of the whole cosmos, which is there as the reality of every individual, therefore reality of one's own self is what? Etad vastu. Why reality of the whole cosmos is there as reality of the individual? Because every individual is now part of the whole jagat. Every individual being, the body, mind, and complex, is not away from the society, away from the whole cosmos. You are part of the samagra prapanchaha, entity of the cosmos. Therefore, tad etad vastu. So that reality, obtaining as the truth of an individual, thereby available for recognition as the nearest self, etad vastu pradashyate, that vastu is brought to light. So tad etad vastu pradarshyate, that reality of the whole cosmos, obtaining as the truth of every individual, therefore available for recognition as the nearest self, as very content of oneself, eyes, is brought to light, revealed, pradarshyate. So revealed by what? Shrutya, revealed by the Upanishad. Shrutihi literally means Veda, but here Shrutihi means here Upanishad. Revealed by the Upanishad. Every Upanishad reveals the same truth, but here we mean by this specific Upanishad, Samaveda Upanishad, Keno Upanishad. By this Keno Upanishad, also the truth is brought to light, truth is revealed. How? Revealed through teaching. Teaching in the form of question and answer. Prashnaha, question. Prativachanam, reply. In the form of question and answer. In the form of dialogue between the teacher and the taught. Prashna prativachana lakshanaya sutya. Tad etad vastu pradarshyate. Got it now? You must know very clearly, tad vastu is etad vastu. When the pronouns are used, we must remember the difference. Tad etad vastu prashna prativachana lakshanaya pradarshyate. By whom? Shrutya. So Shruti is the Pramana Grantaha. Upanishad is the means of knowledge. We say, because Upanishad, it is, the truth is revealed by the Upanishad. Presenting the teaching in the form of dialogue, in the form of question answer. And this Upanishad specifically is what? Kena Ishitam Iti Adhyaya. Keneshitam Iti Adhyaya Shrutya. By the Upanishad, which has the words Kena Ishitam in the beginning. Kena Ishitam Iti Adhyaya Shrutya. So, Keneshitam Iti Adhyaya is an adjective for Shruti. Keneshitam Iti Adhyaya Shrutya. Tad Etad Vastu Pradarshyate. This is the prose order. See, clear now? By the Upanishad, beginning with these words. Okay. Then, having said that, I said a commentator has the responsibility of proving the evidence, presenting the evidence, proving it by presenting another Shruti statements. So what is said, revealed here is same teaching in other Upanishads also. Therefore he says, he presents a beautiful mantras from other Upanishads. Kathak uktam, kathakecha uktam, kathakecha uktam, kathakecha and cha and kathake uktam. In Kathopanishad also, the fact, this fact has been mentioned. What is that? Paranchikani Vyatrunat Swayambho. I tell you, if you start studying Shankara Bhagavatpada's commentaries on 10 Upanishads, you would have memorized all important mantras of all Upanishads. Same mantras will be repeated in a different context as examples. Now, by the time we go to Kathopanishad, already Kathopanishad in our class, but we are going to do in this series also, because I'm thinking, I don't know how long I'm going to be alive. As long as I'm alive, I just want to teach in depth so that I see that you all become, whoever is exposed to my teaching, they learn things thoroughly. That is why I have decided all to do all these things now. Paranchikhani Vyatrunat Swayambhu. These codes I want to memorize. Paranchikhani Vyatrunat Swayambhu. Tasmat Parang Pashyati Nantaratman. Paranchikhani Vyatrunat Swayambhu. Para Tasmat Parang Pashyati Nantaratman. Kaschid Dhiraha Pratyagatmanam Aikshat. Kaschid Dhiraha Pratyagatmanam Aikshat. Avrutta Chakshuhu Amrutatvamichan. I repeat Kathopanishad mantra again. The first mantra, the first section of the second chapter. I repeat the mantra again. Paranchikhani Vyatrunat Swayambhu. Tasmat Parang Pashyati Nantaratman. Kaschid Dhiraha Pratyagatmanam Aikshat. Avrutta Chakshuhu Amrutatvamichan. It's okay. So here, in Kathake means Kathopanishadi. In the Kathopanishad also, it has been said. What has been said? Kaschit dhiraha. Kaschit dhiraha. Pratyagatmanam aikshat. Aikshatam is what? Ikshati. See, Ikshate. Aikshata. Kaschid dhiraha. Pratyagatmanam aikshata. It must be aikshata as per the grammatical. Because Ikshate atmanepadam. Ikshate sees. Aikshata saw means discovered. So you can say Aikshata saw. Who saw what? Pratyagatmanam Aikshata. Pratyagatmanam Aikshata. A person, no, who saw the reality obtaining as one's own self. Reality, a person recognized, discovered the truth as the nearest self. Pratyagatma means what? The nearest self. The person discovered, arrived at the truth as the very Swarupam, the truth of I. For him, the I cannot be resolved anywhere other than the abstract formless reality, Atma. So, Pratyagatmanam Aikshat, who? Kaschid Dhiraha. Not everyone. Kaschid Dhiraha, some brave person. Kaschid Dhiraha Pratyagatmanam Aikshat. How did he arrive at the Pratyagatma? Some Kaschid Dhiraha means there are countless number of human beings in the whole world. But how many are aware of the fact that happiness is only in, happiness is one's own Swarupam? And how many people are aspiring for Jnanam? And how many people make appropriate efforts to discover the truth? Very, very, very rare. Some rare individual, a brave person, Kaschid Dhiraha, Pratyagatmanam Aikshate, Katham, Avritta Chakshuhu, Avritta Chakshuhu, Avritte Chakshu, the one by whom eyes have been closed. What does it mean? Avritta Chakshuhu means the Avritta Chakshuhu, the person with the closed eyes. The person with the closed eyes means what? The person whose sense organs have been withdrawn from the world of objects. Who is the one who can withdraw his attention from the, who can withdraw his sense organs from the world of objects? The person who is no more interested in those objects. The person has grown out of desire for the external world of objects is the one who can withdraw his sense organs from the sense objects. And for a person to withdraw his sense organs from sense objects means not to be interested in the sense objects. The person must have withdrawn his attention also from the sense objects. The person who has withdrawn his attention from the sense objects is the one who has grown out of desire for objects, who has known the limitations of objects. They were a highly dispassionate, detached person. Avritta Chakshuhu. Completely withdrawn his attention, withdrawn his sense organs from sense objects, knowing the limitations, Arthakama Dharmas, that they are not real. They cannot be source of happiness. They are responsible for unhappiness. Therefore, the person is withdrawn. Such a person, Avritta Chakshu, the person of highest degree of dispassion and Viveka Vairagyam, as a closed-eyed person, Pratmanam Aikshate, why should he make this effort? Amritattvam Ichchan, desiring immortality. Amritattvam Ichchati, Amritattvam Ichchan, Shatru Anta Shabda, desiring moksha, desiring moksha, wanting moksha, desperately searching for moksha. Amritattvam Ichchan, Amritattvam here is desiring freedom, desiring immortality. There is no way of attaining immortality. Only in discovering the Atma, immortality becomes discovered as though attained. Therefore, amrutattvam icchan kaschid dhiraha pratyagatmanam aikshat. I did explain the meaning of the word dhiraha many times before. How many of you remember the meaning of the word dhiraha? See, Shanti remembers from Israel. Who else remembers? Dhiraha. Dhyam rati iti dhiraha. The person who protects his intellect is dhiraha. Protecting one's intellect means freeing one's mind from the fear. The phenomenon called fear for good is protecting one's mind. As long as fear is there, as long as sense of insecurity is there, as long as anxiety is there, your mind is unprotected mind. The fear, anxiety, insecurity is resolved for good means that mind is protected mind. Protected mind is the peaceful mind. Peaceful mind is the mind of where happiness is always there as Sansurupam. Therefore, kaschid dhiraha pratyagatmanam aikshata avritta chakshuhu amrutattvam icchan. Amrutattvam yadina icchati. A person does not like, does not aspire for moksha. Then there is no point in making efforts to know the truth. Amrutattvam icchati means the person of purusharthanischeha, who knows moksha is his choice, this goal. Therefore, he desiring immortality, the person discovered Atma, the truth as one's own Swarupam. And before that, and here, another statement is there. Swayambhuhu paranchikani yatrunat. Swayambhuhu. Swayambhuhu paranchikani vyatrunat. Parampasyati na antaratman. Swayambhuhu. Here is the word, beautiful word, implying Ishwaraha, Bhagavan. Bhagavan is said to be Swayambhuhu. Swayambhavati iti Swayambhuhu. Swayambhuhu means what? Bhagavan as the truth, whose of the nature of self-existence. Ever-existent, self-existent, one whose existence is not dependent on the existence of anything else, is Swayambhuhu. Independently existent, self-existent, ever-existent, Lord, who is of the nature of existence, is Swayambhuhu. See, Swayambhuhu, Vyatrunat literally means he destroyed. Bhagavan did not destroy it. What he means is, Bhagavan has blessed human being with all organs. Therefore, has to destroy. So what happens? Paranchikani, Parang Pashyati means through the sense organs, attention of the mind is taken towards the external world of objects. Attention of the mind is not available for turning inwards, because attention of the mind is always grabbed away by the sense objects. How? The sense organs draw the attention of the mind towards the sense objects. So, parang pashyati, extroverted. Therefore, what? Antaratmanam na pashyati antaratman. Na pashyati antaratman. So, because of this reason, the person does not see na pashyati antaratmanam. So, வாட் இஸ் கன்வென்ஷனல் லாங்குவேஜ் யூ ரைட் எஸ் அந்தர் ஆத்மானம் ஆத்மானம் ந பஷ்யதி. ஒன் டஸ் நாட் சி தி ரியாலிட்டி அப்டெய்னிங் ஆஸ் நியரஸ்ட் செல்ஃப் ஆஸ் ஒன்ஸ் ஓன் செல்ஃப். அந்தர் ஆத்மானம் ந பஷ்யதி பராங் பஷ்யதி. இன்ஸ்டெட் ஒன் சீஸ் அவுட் சைட். வை? பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் தி சென்ஸ் ஆர்கன்ஸ். வாட் சென்ஸ் ஆர்கன்ஸ் டு? Sense organs draw the attention towards the sense objects. Therefore, as though Bhagavan has destroyed the sense organs. Okay. So, Swayambhuhu, Bhagavan who is of nature of self-existence, Paranchikani, Vyatrunat, Parang Pashyati, ந அந்தராத்மன். Therefore one does not see one's own சொரூபம். This one sentence, what do we understand from here? It is very much, what do we need to understand from this quote? Bhagavan, who is the creator of everything, has created the sense organs also. And these sense organs are meant for perceiving the external world. The external world is constituted of countless number of objects perceptible through five sense organs. Naturally, sense organs draw the attention towards the sense objects. Therefore, attention is suitable for seeing one's own swarupam. Therefore, one does not see one's own swarupam. Very natural for all the humans to remain extroverted, whereas Kaschit Dhyaha, some rare person who understands the limitations of all the external objects, he becomes dispassionate, he becomes a person of discriminative understanding, thereby having withdrawn his sense organs from the sense objects, not paying any attention to them, and he discovers this one's own swarup, reality as one's own swarupam, because he is aspiring for immortality. So, amrutattvam icchan atmanam aikshata. This is the content of this mantra. Okay. Now, in the same, Shankara Bhagavatpada presents another quote from Mundaka Upanishad. You all must have memorized by now. I'm sure you know this. You cannot say, do not remember this. Some of you can simply listen. Oh, Shankaracharya says, I know all these things already. You must be listening to this like this. What next sentence here? This is some famous Mundaka Upanishad. This quote. Parikshalokan karmachitan brahmano nirveda mayat. பரீட்சலோகான் கர்மச்சிதான் பிராமணோ நிர்வேதமாயாத் நாஸ்த்யக்ருதா கிருதேன. டூ சென்டென்சஸ். பரீட்சலோகான் பரீட்சலோகான் கர்மச்சிதான் பிராமணோ நிர்வேதமாயா. சென்டென்ஸ் நம்பர் ஒன். நாஸ்த்யக்ருத கிருதேன நாஸ்த்யக்ருத கிருதேன. செகண்ட் சென்டென்ஸ். தேர்ட் சென்டென்ஸ். தத்விஜ்ஞானார்த்தம் ச குருமேவாபிகச்சேத். தத்விஜ்ஞானார்த்தம் ச குருமேவாபிகச்சேத் சமித் பாணிஹி ஸ்ரோத்ரியம் பிரம்ம நிஷ்டம். தத்விஜ்ஞானார்த்தம் ச குருமேவாபிகச்சேத் சமித் பாணிஹி ஸ்ரோத்ரியம் பிரம்ம நிஷ்டம் இதி இத்யாதி ஆதர்வணேச்ச. ஆதர்வணம் மீன்ஸ் வாட்? இத்யாதி ஆதர்வணே மீன்ஸ் தி உபனிஷத் பிலாங்கிங் டு அதர்வண. அதர்வண வேத, அதர்வ வேத. So, Mundaka Upanishad happens to be the Atharva Veda Upanishad, Atharvana Veda Upanishad. It is now Atharvane, in the text belonging to the Atharvana Veda, in terms of Mundaka Upanishad also, there is a statement which is in support of what is going to be said. Why Shankaracharya quotes all these sentences? It is not only Keno Upanishad. He has to write his commentary on Upanishad as a different subject matter. He must be allowed to write the commentary. So before he has to prove the present topic discussed in the 9th chapter is something completely different from what has been discussed in the 8th chapters. Therefore, he says 9th chapter presents a completely different subject matter. It is meant for jnana, meant for moksha. Therefore, he says such teaching is given in other Upanishads also. This is for a person of different mental makeup, different interest, person of maturity. Therefore, he says, now, what does this Mundaka Upanishad say? Okay. So he says, Parikshalokan Karmachitan. The word lokaha means all accomplishments, all objects, all accomplishments, all achievements in terms of arthakama dharmaha. All forms of wealth, all forms of pleasures, all from any amount of punyam a person has earned. So arthakama dharmaha in the form of objects enjoyable in the world, objects and pleasures, or the positions and possessions, everything you can say, lokaha. Lokan parikshya. And how does this person achieve all this? How does a person accomplish these time-bound ends in terms of arthakama dharmaha? Karmachitan. They all have been accumulated, accomplished, achieved through one's hard work. Karma chitan. Chitan means accumulated, collected through one's efforts, through one's performance of actions. So, karma chitan lokan parikshya. Having examined thoroughly all one's accomplishments, achievements, ends, attained through one's efforts throughout life, pariksha, the person has to discover a fact. What is the fact? All this I have achieved throughout my life, they can give me temporary comforts in life. They're not useless. Of course, they are very tremendous use. They help me, support me for living this life. They very much need for living this life. They gave me all comforts. But really speaking, there's no luxury. It means what? Definitely, what they cannot give, they cannot remove my grief for sorrow. Good. They cannot undo sorrow. They cannot undo something, that is the limitations. That is the limitation of all these achievements. They cannot give me everlasting happiness and peace. So all the time-bound material ends, accomplished through one's efforts in this life, are incapable of giving everlasting happiness and peace. When a person understands. So karma chitan lokan parikshya. When a person, having examined them, how they are incapable of giving everlasting happiness and peace, having understood the limitations, nirvedam ayat, a person becomes dispassionate towards them. A person discovers dispassion towards them. Nirvedam ayati. Mean nirvedam ayat. A person discovers dispassion. A person becomes dispassionate towards them. So dispassion, how does it come? One has to learn from one's experiences. One has to analyze one's whole life's experiences. One must have lived one's life for some time. That is why at a young age we don't recommend. One must have lived one's life for some time. One must have achieved a lot of things in life. One must have gone through many experiences. And having analyzed one's life's experiences, a person will come to the conclusion. He will, when he analyzes, he must be sharp enough, intelligent enough to arrive at the right conclusion. My God, there is no Nitya Nirantara Sukham is not here. There's no everlasting peace, everlasting happiness in all these things. Okay. So even in enjoying all these things, what? In enjoying any little pleasure also, there's a strain involved. There's no pain-free, pure pleasure. In earning pleasure, there's a pain involved. In preserving the enjoyment of pleasure, there's pain involved. In losing the pain, pleasure, there's a greater pain involved. Arjane, sukhasya arjane dukkham. Sukhasya rakshane dukkham. Sukhasya nashte dukkataram. Dukkatamam. The greater pain, greatest pain in losing the pleasures. Therefore, and the pleasure is time bound. We cannot hold on to any pleasure forever. It's not possible. That's the nature of the pleasure. Therefore, when the person understands the nature of the pleasure, when the person understands the nature of the pain also, when the person discovers there is no everlasting happiness, everlasting peace in this time-bound, in all accomplishments and achievements, then this understanding of limitations of everything in the world enables a person to discover dispassion towards them. A person naturally grows out of desire for those time-bound ends in terms of artha kama dharmas. Nirvedamayat Brahma. That is when a person is said to be Brahmanaha. See, I told the word Brahmana is a beautiful word. You understand the meaning of the word Brahmana in different contexts. Remember, we understood the one who knows Brahman is a Brahmanaha. The one who is aspiring for Jnanam is Brahmanaha. One who strictly lives a life of life enjoyed by the Veda Shastram is a Brahmanaha. One who strictly lives a life of Dharma is a Brahmanaha. Understand? The one who discovers dispassion by understand limitations of everything in life, by analyzing one's life's experiences is also Brahmanaha. Brahmanaha nirvedam ayat. If a person does not discover dispassion, the person does not have viveka and vairagyam, then the whole life lived becomes a waste. So, discovering viveka vairagyam itself is an achievement in life. Even after having gone through so much of suffering in life also, understand limitations also, still a person is, you know, interested in enjoying these time-bound pleasures and petty things means there's no maturity. Therefore, one has to be a Brahmana. So, pariksha lokan, karma chitan lokan pariksha, Brahmanaha nirvedam ayat. Then what happens once a person discovers dispassion as a person of discriminative understanding? Then, what is understanding? Nasti akritaha kritena. Beautiful. The word akritaha implies mokshaha. Every word is very important. Akritaha means unmade, unproduced, uncreated. What is uncreated, unmade, unproduced, unaccomplished? Mokshaha. Why it is unmade, uncreated? Mokshaha is everlasting. Moksha is beginningless, endless, changeless nature of the reality, which is always there. Freedom, implying happiness, limitlessness, fullness, is always there as the timeless nature of the timeless reality. Reality is timeless. So freedom, happiness, fullness, nature of the reality is also timeless. It's always there. So freedom is always there, everywhere there, and everything it is there. Therefore, it is not newly made, newly created, newly accomplished as a result of an action. So moksha is not a result of an action. Therefore, moksha is rupam of the everlasting, timeless Atma. Therefore, moksha is implied by the term akritaha. Understand why moksha is implied by the term akritaha? Because it is not a product of an action. It is not a result of an action. It is not achieved. It is something which is already there timelessly as the very nature of the reality, as one's own nature. Therefore, moksha is akritaha. Akritaha kritena nasti. But now, this word moksha, which is not accomplishable as a result of an action. Kritena nasti. Kritam means action. Kritam literally is a past passive participle, which means done, made. But here you take it as an action. Akritaha is equal to mokshaha. Kritam is equal to action. Kritena akritaha nasti. Kritena akritaha nasti means mokshaha karmana na prapyate. Mokshaha karmana na prapyate. Karma palatvena. Moksha is not something which can be attained as a result of an action. Which means moksha is something to be discovered, something to be known. Therefore, what does he do next now? See, the person lives a clean life of dharma, as a result of which he is a brahmanaha, and he is able to analyze his life's experiences. He is able to analyze the nature of all that he has accumulated in life. Then he understands the limitations of everything. Thereby he grows out of desire for everything else. Understand as a brahmanaha. And what is understanding? What is aspired, what is wanted by me, sought after by me is mokshaha, which is akritaha. And that mokshaha, akritaha, is not attained as a result of an action. Therefore, it is something to be understood, something to be discovered and known. Therefore, tadvijnanartham, see the connection of tadvijnanartham, for knowing that moksha by through the knowledge of the reality. Tadvijnanartham. Akritasya vijnanartham, mokshasya vijnanartham. Mokshasya vijnana means for the purpose of knowing, discovering moksha, which is in the form of discovery of the very truth. Tad vijnanartham, for discovering the truth, thereby to discover, for the purpose of discovering the truth, thereby for discovering the swarupam of the truth in terms of moksha, saha abhigachet, the person should approach, should go to whom? Gurumeva abhigachet. He has to go to the guru. Why should he go to the guru? He go to guru who is Kshotriya Brahmanishtaha. Brahmanishtaha, two words, two means are there. Shrotriya, I mean the person must have heard a lot of unfoldment of subject matter of the Shastram. The person must have profound understanding of the subject matter of the Upanishad Shastram. Then, Brahmanishtaha means the person who remains steadfast in the vision of the truth is a Brahmanishtaha. Again, Brahma also means Veda Shastram. Brahmanishtaha means who is committed to the Vedic teaching. Having Veda is the only pramanam. See, Shankaracharya says elsewhere, it is not possible for a person to play the role of a teacher if he does not know the traditional teaching methodology, which is called sampradaya. The one who does not know the traditional teaching methodology is asampradaya with guru. Asampradaya with guru மூர்க்கவத்து உபேக்ஷனியா ஹி சேஸ் இன் ஹிஸ் கமெண்ட்ரி. ஒன் ஹூ டஸ் நாட் நோ சம்பிரதாய ஷுட் பி ஹவர் ஹவர் எலக்வென்ட் ஆர்டிகுலேட் ஹவர் கிரேட் ஹீஸ் பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் ஹிஸ் ஞானம். இஃப் ஹி டஸ் நாட் நோ சம்பிரதாய ஹி ஷுட் பி ரிஜெக்டட் ஆஸ் மூர்க்க. அசம்பிரதாய வித் குரு மூர்க்கவத்து உபேக்ஷனியா. Therefore, one should approach a guru and who is a sampradaya with for whom Veda Shastram is the pramanam. Avaidikaha, where Vedic teaching is not there, who can guide you otherwise? Isn't it? Therefore, guru meva abhigachet. If you approach a teacher who is shrotriyaha brahmanishtaha, it's going to come in the later on sentences which is not given here. கதம் சமித்பாணிஹி சமித்பாணிஹி ஸ்ரோத்ரியம் பிரம்மனிஷ்டம் குருமேவ அபிகச்சேத். கீதம் குரு அபிகச்சேத் ஸ்ரோத்ரியம் பிரம்மனிஷ்டம் குருமேவ அபிகச்சேத். த டூ பியூட்டிஃபுல் வேர்ட்ஸ் டிஸ்கிரைபிங் தி குரு. குகாரஹ அந்தகாரஹ ருகாரஸ் தன்னிவர்த்தகஹ. ஃபோர் தி லெட்டர் கு ஸ்டாண்ட்ஸ் ஃபார் இக்னரன்ஸ், ரூ ஸ்டாண்ட்ஸ் ஃபார் எலிமினேஷன். The one who dispels the darkness of ignorance is Guruhu. And that Guruhu must be Brahmanishtaha, must be Shrotriyaha. And here, in fact, Pooja Swamiji's words, beautiful. The Guru is the one who helps you become emotionally independent. Who frees you from emotional dependence is Guruhu. Okay? Completely. One who helps you discover your swarupam, helps you remain absolutely, totally self-dependent for your happiness and security is Guruhu. No more hanging on anything. The emotional clutches should not be there at all. Only then Guruhu. Otherwise, Swamiji say, Rugu. And like Swamiji, to make the class lively, not to make it more interesting, he'll say, Rugu. No, Rugu means roga. Okay? He's a sickness. He's a sick guru. He's not a healthy guru. So, Rugu. So, okay. Healthy guru cannot make you a unhealthy sick guru cannot make you a healthy person. Okay. So, here, Saha, your time just passes like anything. So, Shrotriyam Brahmanishtameva Gurumeva Abhigachet Samit Panihi. So, Samit Panihi, Samit Panau Yasya. Saha Samit Panihi. Samit means tiny, you know, the small, small twigs used by the teacher for even during performance of ritual. Sometimes also the sticks used for cooking in the house also. So, the Shrotriya, he has to take something to meet the Guru. He can't go empty-handed. He's not a young brahmachari. He can't have anything else. At least go there, take some sticks in the hand. Samit Panihi, small, small twigs. As the one carrying some samit, a person should go and approach the teacher with all humbleness and request him for Brahma Vidya. So, Samit Panihi, Shrotriyam Brahmanishtam Gurumeva Abhigachet. Kimartam, not for hanging around the teacher, emotionally leaning. No. Tad vijnanartham, for the vision, for the knowledge of the absolute reality, by discovering which one can discover fullness, happiness, everlasting peace as one's own sarupam. For that knowledge, a person should approach the teacher. Sampraday with Guruhu, who is Brahmanishtaha, who is also Shrotriyaha. Who can do this? Only a person who has discovered Vairagyam, dispassion. To discover dispassion, he must have what now? Viveka. Discriminative understanding of what is permanent, what is impermanent. What is that which can give me permanent happiness? What is that which cannot give me permanent happiness? For which he should know the nothing else other than the jnanam can give me permanent happiness. Why? Everything else in this world is impermanent, time-bound in nature. Everything is material. And here, for which a person has to analyze, go through. Anyway, so for which a person, having analyzed one's life's experiences, having analyzed all one's accomplishments, karmachitan lokan pariksha. Ikshitva means simply having seen, but pariksha, having thoroughly analyzed, examined. Then a person arrives at the conclusion, understand limitations of everything. Karmachitan lokan pariksha, nirvedam ayati, nirvedam ayat brahmanaha. Then he is a brahmana, a mature individual. So mature individual, he does not find fault with the world, does not think the world, for the world is just the world. It is the world of objects is not at all a source of happiness. It is not responsible for unhappiness also. Thereby the person becomes free from both likes and dislikes towards the world. This is how being free from both likes and dislikes is being dispassionate. Being dispassionate means what? Being free from both likes and dislikes. Being free from both passion and aversion is being dispassionate, being detached. As a detached person, Hattrishi will not be distracted. Be always available for Shastra study. With that focus attention, the person approaches the teacher. Shotriyam Brahmanishtam Gurumeva Abhigachet. One should go to the teacher. Maybe he goes to the teacher. So, Samit Panihi. I'll see you tomorrow. Om Purnamadav Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.